Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world, and to welcome to the programme four exciting, talented human beings who are going to speak, if they can, on the subject that I give them, and try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And they are, seated on my right, Marcus Brigstocke and Jenny Eclair, and seated on my left, Shappi Kosande and Giles Brandreth. Please welcome all four of them. Beside me sits Trudy Stevens, who's going to help me keep the score, and she'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Radio Theatre in the heart of Broadcasting House. And we're going to begin the show with Giles Brandreth, and the subject, Giles, is, I'm sure you know all about this, heavy metal. Heavy metal, Giles. 60 seconds if you want it, starting now.
This is a rich subject, and as chance would have it, I'm something of an authority, because we had an old family retainer called Fred who had once been a metal worker, and he could assess the difference in avoirdupois between platinum, bronze, brass, any of the heavier metals, even gold and silver. He pointed out, of course, that a ton of one heavy metal is equal in weight to the same amount of another, which is extraordinary. He would polish the old family suits of armour made of wonderful embossed steel. I loved to put on the heavy metal when I was a child, and it was when visiting us that Judas Priest realised that I should be his role model. He had already heard me as a backing act.
What's your challenge?
Deviation, you referred to Judas Priest in the singular, where in fact Judas Priest are a band, a collective, so it couldn't have been in the singular. Judas Priest collectively would have had
to... If you are like me, are you a religious man? Do you understand about the Holy Trinity, three in one? Judas Priest are all together for
me. I wrote a book, funnily enough, called God Collar, available on Amazon.
And it's not singular, it is in the plural.
I think you're pretending to know more about heavy metal than you actually do, Giles. I don't know why I
should
think
that. Can I tell you,
that.
I am heavy metal. I am the personification. Black Sabbath, they see me, they give up.
You see, you've got that right. You said they for Black Sabbath, but you referred to Judas Priest as one
bloke. I'm quite quick at picking it up as I go along, Jenny.
Occasionally, I have to give a benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to give it to Marcus Brigstocke on this occasion. And if I can redress the balance sometime, Giles, to you I will, and say, Marcus, there are still 14 seconds available. Will you tell us something about heavy metal starting now?
The first time Nicholas and I went to see Metallica, I was astonished by his ability to headbang. I honestly thought it was going to fly off. We both had neck ache the following day, but they rocked hard, and we had an incredible time. Nicholas, crowd surf.
In this game, whoever is speaking as the whistle when gains an extra point. It was Marcus Brigstocke, which you only just made it because you repeated Nicholas.
Yes.
Mind you, some would say you can't repeat Nicholas too often, but, well, it's only me, I suppose, would say that. Shappi, we'd love you to take the next round. The subject is rearranging the furniture. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Rearranging the furniture is the only thing that I'd be interested in doing if ever I was to become a burglar. I would break into people's homes and take the sofa upstairs to the bedroom, and they'd come home and go, "Oh, what's going on here? The bed's in the kitchen. Have we been burgled?" Yes, but all the...
Jenny Chan.
No, I'm going to take it back. I'm going to retract it, because she said burglar and then burgled.
Burgled, yes.
Yes, indeed.
No, don't apologise.
It's all right.
And Shappi is delighted because she's got a point from that incorrect challenge. And you carry on, Shappi, with 41 seconds if you want them, rearranging the furniture, starting now.
Rearranging the furniture is often what people do every spring when they can't be bothered to clean the skirting boards. When I say that other folk, they're there...
Giles' challenge?
Hesitation.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I feel I was being measured.
Of course.
A little bit of rearranging
the mouth, perhaps, as well as the face.
Yeah, I think she was rearranging her mouth around a certain word, but I think I must give her the benefit of the doubt and say you didn't really hesitate, and you have 33 seconds to continue on rearranging the furniture starting now.
Rearranging the furniture is something I find quite difficult to say when I'm half cut, when I've consumed alcohol. It's a difficult to say. Can I stress I haven't been drinking?
We noticed how you nipped out a moment
ago. Yes, yes.
Anyway, Giles, yes, it was a correct challenge. And you have 24 seconds on rearranging the furniture, starting now.
Rearranging the furniture. Naturally, I don't do this myself. I have staff. A wonderful Spanish housekeeper called Mercedes, and the butler, Bentley, he helps out too. We used to have a Russian man called Trabant. Useless. Anyway, the point of the story is this. When we are rearranging the furniture, I stand in command, like a field marshal.
Oh, Marcus challenge.
Waiting at me.
So, Marcus, your challenge?
Yeah, the challenge is deviation. Mm. Giles, you made it clear that it wasn't something you did.
Can I say my staff are my friends? Absolutely, we're doing it as a team. They actually
do
the heavy lifting.
You can say it, they don't say the same.
I'm thinking it through. I'm the field marshal in command of my men.
Giles, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. If you're rearranging the furniture, you would naturally be organising and dictating the terms to them. I couldn't see you doing anything else anyway. And so, if I can redress the balance later on, I'll give you a bonus.
Yeah. Rearrange the points.
Rearrange the points. Giles, there are 6 seconds still available. Rearranging the furniture, starting now.
When we take the chaise longue and put it next to the pouf, we wonder to ourselves.
So, Giles Brandreth was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. And Marcus, we're with you to begin. Oh, the subject now is very much used present-day phrase, going viral. Will you tell us about going viral? 60 seconds, if you want it, starting now.
Telling someone you're going viral is another way of explaining you've just booked a flight with Ryanair. But for the most part, what it actually means is that you've created something online that everybody's talking about and sharing with their friends. One of the best ways to do this is to shove somebody important down some stairs strapped to us.
Oh, Giles, you've challenged.
Hesitation?
Yes, I admit it.
So, a correct challenge, Giles. Another point to you. 41 seconds, going viral, starting now.
This takes me back to my childhood and a wonderful cough medicine that was sweet and sickly called Viral. And I remember when our lovely family nanny, Mrs. Goat, she had a little beard, would rub my chest with camphorated oil and then give me a spoon saying, "We're going viral tonight. You will have lovely dreams." This tincture made you feel healthy and lively, as though you too could be Peter Pan with this wonderful nursemaid at your side. Going viral, of course, has become a contemporary phrase as well, spelt in a slightly different way. And I'm familiar with that because I am now on Twitter, and both my followers often send out messages saying, "Oh, yes, aren't you an interesting person?"
So Giles Brandreth was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he's now taken the lead ahead of the other three. Jenny Eclair, we're with you to begin, and the subject is The Lady with the Lamp. Tell us something about that historic lady, starting now.
The Lady with the Lamp was, of course, Florence Nightingale, who helped out in the Crimea. Now, we all think of her as a wonderful nurse, but actually, she was a filthy old girl. And it was only when she got back from the war that she realised that actually she'd been to blame.
Marcus,
I know what I've done. Do you really need to buzz?
Yes. Well, that's the game, Jenny.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, repetition. Marcus, repetition of actually.
Actually, yes. Yes. So, Marcus, you've gone in with 42 seconds to go. The Lady with the Lamp, starting now.
Very few people are aware of the story of the night when Florence Nightingale rubbed the lamp and a genie came out of it, granting her 3 wishes. And she said, "I'd like a new hat, a pair of shoes and an orange," missing the idea that she should really have brought the war to an end. Still, she'd had a long shift and it wasn't her day. We all have moments like that, don't we? But she seems to have been a nice sort of person. I'd like to have rubbed a tincture on.
Jenny, you've challenged.
Rubbed.
Yes, you've rubbed the lamp. And
yes.
Rubbed
yes, of course. I rubbed too often. I remember. No, I'll leave that
Jenny,
well alone.
So, Jenny, you were listening well. You've got in first. 15 seconds still available. The lady with the lamp starting now.
Of course, it's not just Florence Nightingale who carried a lamp. There's a woman...
Giles Chance.
Interesting enough, repetition of Florence Nightingale,
yes,
because
yes.
What's on the card is Lady with the Lamp.
It's a novice's mistake, a novice's mistake.
Yes,
you by that you mean me. I know exactly what you mean.
So, well, listen, Giles, 10 seconds are still available. The lady with the lamp starting now.
My nanny, Mrs. Goat, had a gammy leg. She was the...
Nanny, Mrs. and Goat.
No, that was the last round.
Was it really?
Yes, time flies.
Doesn't it? Wow.
That was it went viral.
Mm. Ah. Oh, OK, that's an interesting rule to have.
Mm.
Obviously, no disrespect, but within my personal rules of a game, I'd maintain the same rules throughout. But then you wouldn't have and or of or because. No, you're right. Very good rules. Well done.
We love having
on this game will last, actually. I wouldn't be at all surprised if this didn't get recommissioned.
So, concentrate on this round. It's much easier.
I'm
8
here.
Seconds still to play, Giles. The lady with the lamp starting now.
Anna Neagle appeared in the film in 1951 with, in fact, a gammy leg, so she was the lady with the lamp and the lady with the limp, which is an amusing combination.
So, once again, Giles, the speaking as the whistle went, has increased his lead over the other three, and it happens to be his turn to begin. And the subject is my smoothie maker.
What?
My smoothie. Do you have smoothies?
We're about to discover, aren't we? What is a smoothie? My lord, what is a smoothie? Okay, we'll give it a go.
Smoothie.
Oh,
hey.
Well, maybe one of your Twitter followers could... I meant to say Twitter. Anyway, Giles, my smoothie maker is the subject... And there are 60 seconds of well, of course. And starting now.
My smoothie maker is a very attractive young man called Alphonse. He has been with me for some years now. First of all as my valet and now as my smoothie maker.
Jenny Challenge.
I'm only getting picky because he's doing so well, but two nows.
There were two nows.
Mm. Yes.
So my smoothie maker is with you, Jenny. And there are 50 seconds available starting now.
My smoothie maker is still in the shop, which is a shame because I would benefit. My fault.
Shabby's challenge, you why?
I thought you hesitated.
I just got a lot of spit in my mouth, Shabby. And I sort of dribbled on it. But you don't even need to give her the benefit of the doubt. You see, I just did it again.
Yeah.
I've lost the power of speech. Please let Shabby have a point and the round.
Would some different teeth help?
I don't know what will help.
Right. Anyway, yes, Shappy, you have a correct challenge. And you have... Nobody wants my smoothie maker, but they've got 46 seconds now with you, Shappy, starting now.
My smoothie maker, much like my sandwich maker and my ironing board and my running machine, are things that are redundant in my home. You buy them, then you use them as clothes horses and things to put cups of tea on and never actually use them past the initial flush of...
Jenny Challenge.
Use them.
Use them.
Mm-hmm.
Use them, yeah.
So, Jenny, you got back in. You've got a point. You've got 30 seconds. My smoothie maker starting now.
My smoothie maker? Something's happened to me.
This is not a good subject, is it, for you? Giles, you had a correct challenge there. Yes, hesitation. 27 seconds. My smoothie maker starting now.
My smoothie maker has an assistant called Bernard, and they sing gloriously together, yellow bird way up a banana tree, as they cut the fruit and put it into a machine. Lovely citrus, tropical things. Glorious the squeezing is.
Shabby challenge.
You said tropical. You got her disease.
Give her the benefit of the doubt.
Anyway, Shappy, you have the subject. You only have 11 seconds, my darling.
Oh, wow.
On my smoothie maker starting now.
My smoothie maker gets used every single day as a doorstop. We get it out and we put it there so the cat doesn't get in the house, and then it's surely that's 11 seconds. Surely.
Jenny, you're challenged.
She ran out of steam.
She keeps running out of steam with only half a second to go. So I can't take it away. I think it would be unfair. I
don't.
You have half a second on my smoothie maker, starting now.
When I was a child...
So Shafiq Hassani was speaking then as the whistle went, has leapt forward. She's still in second place, but she's leapt. And Shafiq, it's your turn to begin. The subject now is pigs might fly. Talk on that subject, if you can, starting now.
Pigs might fly is what people often say to me when I say I'm going to win just a minute. They are unkind, because I think I do stand a chance, because pigs, if you look at them very, very...
Yes, just chance.
Hesitation.
I'd say repetition of very.
Yes, as
very,
well.
Very, yeah. Very.
And I think she was having a traumatic flashback to another game that we played some weeks ago when Marcus Brigstock made a reference to a certain part of a pig's anatomy.
I remember that. That was the spiral penis episode. Yes, I distinctly remember because we were on feedback, weren't we? Mm. And just a minute got cancelled.
I just remembered a poem about this. You'd know that poem, if pigs could fly, I'd fly a pig across the something of Madrid and then Madagascan Isles.
You're about to hear all three verses of it.
49 seconds available.
What is the subject in?
All right, I'll tell you.
Do the poem.
Don't try and trick me.
Giles.
There's a repetition in virtually every line.
Giles, the subject is pigs might fly, 60 seconds starting now.
Pigs might fly and David Meller might get a taxi in a wet Wednesday in London. Extraordinary things can happen. And speaking of him, I think I'm right in saying that politics is show business for ugly people. Isn't it extraordinary how cabinet ministers, I am thinking perhaps of that person, or even John Prescott, or François Hollande, the president of France, how did he get that beautiful babe? Pigs might fly. When the head of state in that beautiful country, La Belle France, succeeds in pulling a gorgeous bird like that, pigs might indeed fly. And the lovely lady who is the singing star who is with Monsieur Sarkozy, pigs might fly. It is...
Marcus Challenge.
Repetition of who is. There were three or four of them.
Oh, yes, who is, who is? There were three of them, so I really must give it to Marcus.
Fair enough.
And Marcus, you've got him with 8 seconds to go on Pigs Might Fly, starting now.
My favourite band, Pink Floyd, flew a pig above Battersea Power Station. It unclipped its moorings and set off across London, and the RAF were called to deal with this flying pig.
And Marcus, it's your turn to begin. The subject is a golden opportunity. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
What more golden opportunity could there be than this to try to turn Nicholas Parsons? I don't think it's ever too late, and I am willing to use my beard and my glasses and every part of my being to try to convince this wonderful and treasured figure that I could make him happy with what remains of our lives together. I would guess 40 to 50 years is probably a very strong bet. I think...
Giles Challenge.
You look pretty peaky to me. I wouldn't count on it. I don't think this is a golden opportunity. A golden opportunity means a unique opportunity, a special moment. There's deviation from the subject. He's just blathering on about fancying you.
No, Giles, within the rules of just a minute, he could consider that would be a golden opportunity, if that's what he wishes.
What a limited life he leads. Oh.
I don't wish to join in his idea, but...
What?
He said bet twice, and I love the fact that you haven't mentioned that at all. It's just this hypothetical moral judgment of what is or isn't a golden opportunity.
I was working up to the fact that he said bet twice.
Marcus, I must be fair to you.
Yes,
it was an incorrect challenge. You have 33 seconds, a golden opportunity starting now.
I never thought my life would be anything but catastrophe, and suddenly...
Giles Challenge.
Repetition of life. We have a life together.
Oh, yes.
40 or 50 years.
Well, listen.
Blimey, elephant memory.
Ooh. Me.
I love that sound that goes through the audience. Ooh.
That's one word, you know.
28 seconds, Giles, on the golden opportunity, starting now.
I think this is truly a golden opportunity to say farewell to one of the most beautiful women in broadcasting today. Her name is Trudy. She is silent normally, except when she blows upon her whistle, which she will be doing for the last time at the end of this program, because she is moving on to a new career. But what a golden girl she has been, and I relish this golden opportunity to salute her. What?
Marcus,
are you interrupting this tribute?
Yes.
I am interrupting this tribute precisely because it is deviating from tribute into something altogether sinister. I don't think, given that the subject is a golden opportunity, that we should be referring to the lovely Trudy as an opportunity.
Trudy's enjoying this.
I know. She deserves to enjoy it. So, Marcus, I must say it's an incorrect challenge.
Okay.
7 seconds for you, Giles, on the golden opportunity starting now.
Another golden opportunity occurred to me when I appeared on a television program with Bob Monkhouse, and I was obliged to fire an arrow into a golden...
So, Giles Brandreth was again speaking as the whistle went. Gain that extra point. He's increased his lead at the end of the round, ahead of Shappy Cassandy, Marcus Brigstock and Jenny Eclair. And Jenny, we're back with you to begin. I don't know whether this is something that you do, but the subject they've thought of is reading in the bath. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
I love reading in the bath. The trick is to take your clothes off and fill it with hot water. Don't get in it just all clad. And choose a decent book. Recently, I've been working my way through David Nicholls' Us. That's a nice bath time read. Thing is, I'm quite clumsy, and the bath water gets into the book and swells it up. The novel now.
Giles, challenge.
Repetition of book.
Yes, it is not... Reading in the bath, book isn't there.
Oh, in my head it was.
I thought you would have said your book to take into the bath would be Welcome to Just a Minute, written by Nicholas Parsons.
No, I don't want to read that one.
But Jenny...
I've read it!
Giles, correct challenge, 39 seconds. Reading in the bath, starting now.
Reading in the bath is so much easier than reading in the shower, but it is also quite challenging, I find, particularly because I'm frightened of electric shock. So when the Kindle actually falls into the water, attached by a wire to the electric plug, I'm nervous that I may be shocked in more ways than I expect.
Repetition of shock. Yes. There was a double shock.
Once was shocked and once was shocked, but no.
Oh!
I would have gone on to explain that I was reading this thing called 50 Shades of Grey, so I wasn't quite sure whether the shock was from the electricity or indeed from the...
Marcus, yeah. You've got 11 seconds on Reading in the Bath, starting now.
I misunderstood the title of this and thought it was Reading in the Bath, and that's something I'm never going to repeat an entire...
Shappy Cassandy.
Did you hesitate?
Mm. I did a bit.
You did a bit.
Yes. I guess the idea of everyone from Reading being in my
in
bath.
The bath. Yeah.
I suddenly panicked and thought, we're going to run out of Badidas.
Shappy, there are 5 seconds still available. Reading in the bath, starting now.
I love reading in the bath so much that if I don't have a book, I read the back of shampoo bottles, of course.
We're moving into the final round. I'll give you the situation as we do that. Jenny Eclair, who often does Betrayed, she's trailing a little in fourth place, but it's a very strong fourth place. She's only just behind Marcus Brigstock and only just behind Shappy Cassandy. Giles is just out in the lead, and we finish with a really challenging subject. And it's Giles to begin, so I'm sure he'll tell us something about it. Lycanthropy. 60 seconds are available. Starting, Jenny's challenge.
I think it started to happen to him.
Giles, 60 seconds as usual. Tell us something about lycanthropy.
Lycanthropy, Nicholas, is shape-shifting into a werewolf. And I am an authority on this subject because it's been a problem in my family for many...
Marcus, challenge.
Yes, it was a hesitation. Huh?
Well, it was a muddled speech, which we call hesitation.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yes.
It was just the shame of admitting this in public.
51 seconds are still available, Marcus. Lycanthropy starting now.
Lycanthropy, I love it. If I knew what it was, I would talk about it at length. I'm guessing from the first part of the word it has something to do with wolves, because Giles also hinted at that. I am a very hirsute man from top to bottom and the back. Every time I have a haircut, they have to ask me, where should we stop cutting? That's embarrassing for me. I don't mind particularly having a sort of lupine way of moving about in the world on account of the beast.
Hesitation, Giles.
Hesitation.
Yes.
Actually, a deviation as well, because as you were telling me earlier, Shabby, he waxes.
Yeah. In fairness to myself, it is hard for me to concentrate because it's actually a full moon.
Giles, we're back with you to be...
Oh, what?
Back with you.
That's good.
22 seconds still available. Lycanthropy starting now.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
It's one word. I assure you. I would have extended beyond that.
Giles!
The cry of the
werewolf. You've been challenged.
You can't possibly mean challenged on the cry of the werewolf.
Okay. You were challenged by me because that wasn't the cry of a werewolf.
It was, I
no, am no, 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 you're not.
I shall prove it to you later.
Anyway, so Shappy, yeah. The point is, the sound went, which was elongated, which means we call that repetition.
Repetition.
So we bring you in with 19 seconds to go on lycanthropy starting now.
Few people know how well werewolves get on with vampires. They're kind of like cousins. They tolerate one another. They get together only when they need a kidney, often, if they're not that close. But it's surprising how in the world of mythology, these creatures...
Marcus, yes?
Yes, bit of a hesitation.
A bit, yes, yeah. Definitely. But you've got in with 2 seconds to go. Lycanthropy, Marcus, 2 seconds starting now.
Walking on Dartmoor at night is fun, but...
So, it only remains for me to give you the final score. Jenny Eclair, who's done so well in the past, finished in a very strong 4th place. In equal in 2nd place, though you weren't in... you were in 3rd place.
That's better.
Much better, isn't it? Because equal in 2nd place were Marcus Brigstock and Shappy Kosandi. And when these 4 were here together last time, the same situation arose. Giles Brandes finished up only just 4 points ahead of all the others. And so we say, Giles, you are the winner this week. It only remains for me to say thank you to Marcus Brigstock, Jenny Eclair, Shappy Kosandi and Giles Brandreth. I thank Trudy Stevens, who sat beside me and blown her whistle with such aplomb. And we thank Talusha Gilani, who is our producer. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. And we thank our listeners for tuning in. And we hope those listeners and others will tune in again at the same time next week when we get together and we play Just a Minute!